Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Now I'm ready. Okay, here we go. We're ready? We're good? Everything good?
All systems go?
Are they? Because there are things that somebody's been touching. Things, some people have been touching things in here. I can tell.
What's happening?
Just buttons not...
Right. Not in the right place.
What dead stuff. Yeah, things. Hang on. Let me check.
Shenanigans.
Which is a normal, my normal vibe has been to come in and kind of check over stuff before we start.
Yes.
And I just assumed it had not been touched.
Yeah.
And you know what happens when you assume?
You make
ass out of you and me. I'll say it. Hey, Michaela, you know what time it is?
What time?
You know what time it is?
I think I do.
Finally, do you know? I mean, finally. Do we know what finally time it is?
Yes, I do.
What? Do you know? What time is it?
Night time!
Our long national nightmare is over.
Night time!
Hockey season is back. Thank God.
Hallelujah.
Thank God. I mean, I know it started yesterday, but...
So.
Not for us.
No. Oh. And I'm literally just rolling off of your energy. If
I only
you're
care
excited,
about us.
I'm pumped.
I only care about us. I don't care about Pittsburgh and New York. I watched every single second. I care about LA and Colorado. Although I do, it's not always nice to see the Kings lose. Although they're new, they've got new sweaters.
Oh, they do?
That's what they call them. They're not jerseys. They're
I was
sweaters.
Just gonna say sweaters.
Well, they're not.
Okay, they're
sweaters.
Called sweaters.
They're not jerseys. They're called sweaters.
Edumacate me so I look cool. Okay,
yeah.
Sweaters.
And they got new sweaters. And what's dope is they came out initially in their old ones, and then went and put the new ones on.
Cool.
And it was
the
all
drama.
Right. Yeah, it was all right. I like it.
I love theater.
They also announced yesterday, as far as home sweaters go, handful of dates where the Knights will wear the grays, the pewter, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
They'll wear the white ones at home a couple of times, which will be fun. And then the rest of the year, it's gold. Everything else, it's gold, like 30 out of the 40 some odd.
Nice.
Games,
I have a
gold.
Pewter jersey. I think it looks so cool.
I love the pewter jerseys.
Uh-huh. I think they look nice.
Pewter.
Utah.
Gray, I think, is how everybody else is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good. Yeah, it's nighttime. Aces, game number 3 of the finals.
Woo!
Tonight at 5 o'clock, too. So, yeah.
Let's go.
Kind of getting into it. 6:06 on Wednesday, the 8th day of October, 2025. She is Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. And I think that's about all I got right there.
That's all we need. Each
you got
other.
Anything? You got anything?
Nope.
Yeah, we all we need.
I did just look at the LA Kings sweaters because you said they got new ones. Those look really nice. That's it.
Yeah, funky. Now, when you watch them skating around on the ice,
yeah.
Honestly, it looks like the video game from 20 years ago.
Because
they got these gray, and they almost, so they try to make them look sparkly-like, but on TV, it looks like the three of us spray-painted them in our garage.
I see what you're saying.
With the clacky ball, you know, spray paint can.
Oh,
clacka, 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 clacka. It looks like we did it.
Dude, sometimes you don't know until you know, and it's an expensive mistake.
But by the way, I'm going to talk mess about every king, every shark.
Yeah.
Every avalanche when it comes time, every Dallas Star, every... Those are the ones, really.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'm missing somebody.
Yeah, that's called loyalty.
Yeah, and just because that's kind of what you do in hockey season.
Damn straight.
And that's the second thing I was going to say. So, glad you did.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. It's good. All right, good. Hit that button. I kind of feel like we've covered it. I feel like it's time. Chet Buchanan Show for a Wednesday.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
On 98.5 KLUC.
First pick brought to you by Northwest Career College. Choose your career path today. Adrian, who's on the phone, please?
That'll be Lisa Santana from the North Side.
Hello, Lisa Santana.
Good morning.
Hello. Mia at a crazy office off the 95 where there seems like just about everybody's involved. I'll just ask you straight out without getting all the particulars. Is there such a thing as pre-engaged?
I don't think that there's such a thing as pre-engaged. That's like saying you're married if you've been together for amount of years. I still don't believe that. You're either married or you're not. That's it.
Michaela, is there such a thing as pre-engaged?
No, there's not.
Adrian, is there pre-engaged?
Hell no.
Yeah, I don't think so. Nope. I was kind of like, well, maybe, because I've heard it before.
Yeah, but I think it takes away from when you actually are. Like, we're in this place of, like, giving things, things, names and
so
names.
So much.
It's like, no, because then when I did get engaged, I was like, I'm engaged. And then it's so exciting.
And then when it finally happens, it doesn't feel the same because people are going to say, well, aren't you already engaged?
Yes.
Yeah. How do we feel about promise rings?
No, you're either going to give an engagement ring or not an engagement ring. There's no in between.
We're the engaged to be engaged. You know what I'm talking about, Michaela?
I think if you're in high school or 20, that's cute. Anything above those ages, absolutely not.
Yeah, that's middle school era.
Maybe like for people that are like going off for like military for training, like that could be acceptable, like a promise ring maybe.
Get engaged then.
That's what. Yeah, if you're going to spend the money. Just get on your knees.
Well, no, like a promise ring. Like I seen a video of somebody giving somebody a little promise ring, and it wasn't an expensive ring. It was just like a thoughtful ring, but just the promise I'm coming back for you. So I thought that was cute, but I don't think that there's any pre-engagement.
Yeah.
Lisa, you make a lot of sense. I'm just not sure I agree with you. No, you're right. You know, everything you say is right. You know what I mean? I'm just not sure I can get on board yet. But I like what you're doing. No, all of it. I'm not saying no. I would feel
less if somebody decided, well, I'm just going to give you a promise ring or we can, you know, just plan on getting engaged next year. No, that ruins the feeling of the excitement of somebody actually wanting to plan to propose to you. It's just the whole process that every experience for the most part.
So then... Does the promise ring mean you're pre-engaged?
No.
Are you sure?
No.
Sounds like you're saying the same thing.
I didn't say I would accept it. Ain't no way.
Put your foot down.
All right. Well, I say we meet up at the Age of Chivalry Renaissance Festival and have a turkey leg and hash this out.
Ooh, yum. Yes, I'm down for that.
Four free tickets for you right now. Hang on one second.
Three, two, one. Normal people have normal lives. The Chet Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Turn it up.
My God, she was good, wasn't
she? So cute.
What a great caller. First pick brought to you by Northwest Career College. Choose your career path today. Chet Buchanan Show brought to you by WSS. Just in time for this. Look your best with 30% off select Adidas footwear and buy one, get one 50% off WSS Athletic Fleece. Don't mess with me. I'm a professional. Athletic Fleece hoodies and pants from WSS right as the temperature starts to drop here in the valley.
Let's go.
Just in time, those WSS people.
Mm-hmm.
Good feeling stories of the day coming up in just a minute. Abby Abelard from Mountain's Edge trying to become our 27th five-time champ. And don't you dare, Dolly Parton.
Oh.
Don't you dare. All of it coming up.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Oh, my God. You know what I want.
98.5 KLUC.
Hold on. Stop the presses. It's your good feeling stories of the day. Stop the presses. That's funny.
Stop the presses.
What the hell?
Yeah. A newspaper.
What is this, 1971? Stop the presses. What presses? What are you talking about?
We were
about?
With it. We were on it.
You knew what I meant, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we were applauding.
I was like, okay, I got to take that one out of the... We don't say that. We don't say that anymore. No, I love this. Good Feeling Stories of the Day, brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store. What a wonderful move forward for the Chet Buchanan Show this morning. Michaela looks at me and she goes, I've got a good feeling story of the day. I'm like, well, let me step aside. Ladies and gentlemen, to the update desk here, to the good feeling update desk, here's Michaela Gordon.
Well, this happened last week and I wanted to tell you, but I was singing at Fontainebleau, like I always do normal night. And I got done with the first set. I still had a couple songs left, but this woman, she was maybe like mid-50s. She stood up and she walked to the stage to have a full conversation with me. And I was like... Sis.
Might not be the time.
Yeah, like, babe, kind of in the middle of something. Kind of, like,
but is that the greatest thing? People are like, stop the show.
Yeah.
Whatever you... They
and
do,
did.
When I'm hosting stuff, people do it all the time. My favorite is when they come up and they're like, you should do Bob... Not right now.
Yeah, yeah. I'm singing the song.
We have a plan.
They think it's time to talk, which is fine. So she... Normally, I'd be like, oh, listen, girl, like, I'll be right with you. Just sit down. Like, let's see what she has to say. Who cares? So she's like, I just came back from the Sphere. I saw Wizard of Oz. Oh. Wizard of Oz. And I was like, that's incredible. So I repeated on the mic so everyone knew what was happening.
Right.
So she said, I even wore the outfit and ruby shoes. And I'm like, where is this going? But part of me is like, whatever, I'll hear her out. What do I care?
Did you say she's an old lady?
Like mid-50s.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just chatting. You could tell she had a couple of drinks.
Yeah.
So I'm like, that's awesome. Did you have a nice time? She said, yes. I said, well, did you want to hear something like Somewhere Over the Rainbow? She said, yes, I would. And I was like, all right, what the hell do I care? So she sits down. The boys start playing. We start singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow. This woman starts sobbing.
Sure.
And I'm like,
she's hammered.
Well, the alcohol hit. And here we are. And it's kind of awkward, but I just felt like, let me go sit next to her. I don't know what's going on. So I sit next to her. I finish the song. I tell the boys, let's go on break. The audience does their thing. And she said, thank you so much for doing that. I'm so sorry if that was weird. My husband just passed away. And that was the song we walked down the aisle to 35 years ago. And I was like, oh my God. So then I started to cry. And she said, I really appreciate that. We had such a nice night.
This is good feeling Thanks story of the day. Everything. I want to cut my wrist.
No, it was such a good feeling story because it was, she had such a nice time. And I felt like it was just such a good, listen, people are like having a hard time right now. The world is crazy. They don't feel heard or seen or whatever. And it was just nice. Like she had a great time. I did too.
Died. Her husband died.
Yeah. But it was beautiful.
I'm just playing with you.
I know.
It's very sweet.
I know. The point was just to be nice to everybody. You could be easily be like, oh, she's drunk. Who cares? But she had a nice time. And it was just a nice moment to connect with people.
Good. Did you see the shoes?
No, she did not wear the
shoes. She didn't have the shoes?
No, she just wanted to tell me about them.
She'd already switched out of the outfit?
Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
Did she get an apple?
No, she did not.
Are those still going for a couple hundred bucks on eBay, I wonder?
I wonder. They also just announced like cosplay shows in October.
What does that mean?
To go see The Wizard of Oz. Like they're encouraging people to dress up now. Sure. I was like, that's nice.
Yeah. No, that's good. I want to go see it. We should have field trip and go. Yeah. Hey, just really quick too. Ed Lighthall, been reunited with his poodle mix, Pete, disappeared from his yard 10 years ago. 10
wow.
years, a decade.
Insane.
That dog ain't coming back. They found him loose about 20 miles away. They literally don't know what happened to this dog, but obviously he'd gotten away from Pete and then he had a new family and then he decided to get away from them too. Bye. And then when they picked him up, he's got the chip, but it's for the guy from 10 years ago. And everybody's
that's all, wild.
Yeah.
What are the chances?
Yeah. Oh, wait, no. Let me read further into this. Pete's most recent owner had no longer wanted him. I would tell people how much I missed him and how much it would mean if he ever came back. It's like we picked up where we left off. I'm happy. He's happy.
Love it.
Good. So get your dog. Get your dogs and cats.
Yeah, for real.
And whatnot. And that's all I got for
great,
that. I was gonna try and put a bow on. Did you guys sit down and have a lucky strike and a bourbon? And
no, she actually has cheers. This Airbnb in Hawaii, and she told me that me and Lisa could come whenever we want.
Aw, see, there you
and
go.
So I'm going it's to so Hawaii great. In January,
it's
I think.
So great. Was she with her new boyfriend already?
No, actually, she was with her sister. They were both nurses, and they had also just retired. So they were like nurses for 30 years, saved everyone's lives, and just like vibing out.
Yeah, now she's doing her thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just getting drunk, going to the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. Might have. Yeah.
She deserves it.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm going to Hawaii, so look at that.
Sure.
Look at God.
Or at least when you do. Which island?
Kauai, she said.
Ooh.
I've never been.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. In Poipu? Find out. I want to learn more about this.
Yeah, I will.
No, all right.
Let me email her.
Feeling stories of the day.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
Brought to you by Michael Lee Menden Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Hold on. Stop the presses. It's your good feeling stories of the day. Stop the presses. That's funny.
Stop the presses.
Stop the... What the hell? Oh,
sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
A newspaper?
What is this, 1971? Stop the presses. What presses? What are you talking about?
We were
about?
With it. We were on it.
You knew what I meant, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we were applauding.
I was like, okay, I got to take that one out of the... We don't say that. We don't say that anymore. No, I love this. Good feeling stories of the day brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store. What a wonderful move forward for the Chet Buchanan Show this morning. Michaela looks at me and she goes, I've got a good feeling story of the day. I'm like, well, let me step aside, ladies and gentlemen, to the update desk here, to the good feeling update desk. Here's Michaela Gordon.
Well, this happened last week and I wanted to tell you, but I was singing at Fountain Blue, like I always do normal night. And I got done with the first set. I still had a couple of songs left, but this woman, she was maybe like mid-50s. She stood up and she walked to the stage to have a full conversation with me. And I was like... Sis.
Might not be the time.
Yeah, like, babe, kind of in the middle of something. Kind of, like,
but is that the greatest thing? People are like, stop the show.
Yeah.
Whatever you... They
and
do,
did.
When I'm hosting stuff, people do it all the time. My favorite is when they come up and they're like, you should do Bob... Not right now.
Yeah, yeah. I'm singing a song.
We have a plan.
They think it's time to talk, which yeah. is fine. So she... Normally, I'd be like, oh, listen, girl, like, I'll be right with you. Just sit down... But I was like, let's see what she has to say. Who cares? So she's like, I just came back from the Sphere. I saw Wizard of Oz.
Oh.
Wizard of Oz. And thanks. I was like, that's incredible. So I repeated on the mic so everyone knew what was happening.
Right.
So she said, I even wore the outfit and ruby shoes. And I'm like, where is this going? But part of me is like, whatever, I'll hear her out. What do I care?
Did you say she's an old lady?
Like mid-50s.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just chatting. You could tell she had a couple of drinks.
Yeah.
So I'm like, that's awesome. Did you have a nice time? She said, yes. I said, well, did you want to hear something like Somewhere Over the Rainbow? She said, yes, I would. And I was like, all right, what the hell do I care? So she sits down. The boys start playing. We start singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow. This woman starts sobbing.
Sure.
And I'm like,
she's hammered.
Well, the alcohol hit. And here we are. And it's kind of awkward, but I just felt like, let me go sit next to her. I don't know what's going on. So I sit next to her. I finish the song. I tell the boys, let's go on break. The audience does their thing. And she said, thank you so much for doing that. I'm so sorry if that was weird. My husband just passed away. And that was the song we walked down the aisle to 35 years ago. And I was like, oh my God. So then I started to cry. And she said, I really appreciate that. We had such a nice night.
This is good feeling Thanks story of the day. Everything. I want to cut my wrist.
No. It was such a good feeling story because it was, she had such a nice time. And I felt like it was just such a good, listen, people are like having a hard time right now. The world is crazy. They don't feel heard or seen or whatever. And it was just nice. Like, she had a great time. I did too.
Died. Her husband died.
Yeah. But what? It was beautiful.
I'm just playing with you.
I know.
It's very sweet.
I know.
It wasn't sweet.
The point was just to be nice to everybody. You could be easily be like, oh, she's drunk. Who cares? But she had a nice time. And it was just a nice moment to connect with
That's
people.
Good. Did you see the shoes?
No, she did not wear the
she
shoes.
She didn't have the shoes?
No, she just
had
wanted
she
to tell me about them.
She'd already switched out of the outfit?
Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
Did she get an apple?
No, she did not.
Are those still going for a couple hundred bucks on eBay, I wonder?
I wonder. They also just announced like cosplay shows in October.
What does that mean?
To go see The Wizard of Oz. Like they're encouraging people to dress up now. Sure. I was like, that's nice.
Yeah. No, that's good. I want to go see it. We should have field trip and go.
Yeah.
Hey, just really quick too. Ed Lighthall, been reunited with his poodle mix, Pete, disappeared from his yard 10 years ago. 10
wow.
years, a decade.
Insane.
That dog ain't coming back. They found him loose about 20 miles away. They literally don't know what happened to this dog, but obviously he'd gotten away from Pete and then he had a new family and then he decided to get away from them too.
Bye.
And then when they picked him up, he's got the chip, but it's for the guy from 10 years ago. And everybody's
That's wild.
Yeah.
What are the chances?
Yeah. Oh, wait, no. Let me read further into this. Pete's most recent owner had no longer wanted him. I would tell people how much I missed him and how much it would mean if he ever came back. It's like we picked up where we left off. I'm happy. He's happy.
Love it.
So get your dog. Get your dogs and cats.
Yeah, for real.
And whatnot. And that's all I got for
that.
I was going to try and put a bow on. Did you guys sit down and have a lucky strike and a bourbon? And
no, she actually has Cheers. This Airbnb in Hawaii, and she told me that me and Lisa could come whenever we want.
Aw, see, there you
and
go.
And so I'm going
That's
to
so
Hawaii
great.
In January, I
That's
think.
So great. Was she with her new boyfriend already?
No, actually, she was with her sister. They were both nurses, and they had also just retired. So they were like nurses for 30 years, saved everyone's lives. And just like vibing out.
Yeah, now she's doing her thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just getting drunk, going to the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
She deserves it.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm going to Hawaii, so look at that.
Sure.
Look at God.
Or at least when you do. Which island?
Kauai, she said.
Ooh.
I've never been.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
In Poipu? Find out. I want to learn more about this.
Yeah, I will.
No, all right.
Let
good.
Me email her.
Feeling stories of the day. Brought to you by Michael E. Menden Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store.
Get a good feeling.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Heck yeah, man. 7:07 on Wednesday, the 8th day of October 2025. Michaela knows what time it is.
Night time.
I know you I know you can't get a beer in Toshiba Plaza yet, but you could get one at the New York, New York.
Yes.
Finally, Knights back in action tonight. It's the LA Kings. 7 o'clock puck drop. Awesome. And LA lost to Colorado last night, so they'll come in. They're beat up already. One game into the season, they're already beat up.
Yeah.
So it should be a good night for the should be a good night, a good knight. You know what I'm saying? A knight. Mm-hmm. Ace is up 2-0 in the WNBA Finals. Game number 3 tonight against Phoenix at 5. So that all works out. You watch the Aces at 5 and then the Knights at 7.
Yeah.
And hopefully a good time will be had by all. You know what I'm saying?
Let's go.
In the meantime, Abby Abelard of Mountain's Edge attempting to become our 27th five-time champion. Where it's almost like now, if they become the five-time champion, we always honor the 26 or the, you know, or however many ever have become and, you know, came in front of them. That list is almost too long now. You know what I mean? That list is almost too long.
Yeah.
Last time I did it, I was like, God, are we, how many more names are on this? That's kind of how I felt last time.
Yeah, I feel that.
And I got to be honest, I can't envision the person who's going to stop her.
No.
Abby, how you feeling? You good? Abby.
Uh-oh.
Oh, geez. Abby.
Abby.
Did you mute us? I think you muted us.
Oh, no.
I'd mute us.
What happened?
I think she's used to being on hold when we pick her up anyway. So.
Yeah, I think so. She doesn't realize we're talking to her yet. All right. Well, if you know what?
And maybe that's a sign.
And she's focusing and she's locking in.
Mm-hmm. And six kids.
And six kids.
That's right.
Six kids.
That's crazy.
I guarantee that's some sort of record.
1,000%.
Becoming a five-time champion with six kids running around at 7:10 in the morning.
Yeah, and never peeping a word.
Like a lot of Google searches. It's not against the rules.
Well,
she's got a little network behind
her. Okay.
Like a soccer ball factory. They're all working. They're all in the background. They're little fingers.
Yeah, genius.
First one.
Mm-hmm. Well, she keeps winning, so it's working.
First one to come up with the answer on Google gets to eat breakfast.
One kid's on Google. The other's on TMZ. The other's on whatever.
You have failed me today. You 4-year-old have failed me today.
Love it.
You back to your room.
Yeah. Get out.
The rest of you, come on. We're having waffles.
Waffles.
Oh, man. That's great. Well, you want to try and take her on? 702-364-9898. Why not? What do you got to lose? Caller number 25. You take on Abby Abelard. Try and keep her from becoming our 27th five-time champion overall. And we'll put up Chance the Rapper tickets for you at the Blue Live Theater at Fontainebleau, Las Vegas. You have to say it with the accent.
Yeah.
Not this Saturday, but next Saturday. Okay? Courtesy of our friends at Live Nation. 702-364-9898. Michaela's hometown throwdown right now. Good luck.
Normal people, crazy lives.
It's my fave radio station.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
I know you're locked in on Michaela's hometown throwdown and all that kind of stuff. I know you're all locked in, but can I tell you a story really quick?
Sure.
Is this weird? How do we feel? I want to know how you feel about this.
Okay.
So this guy on social media got his laptop stole last night.
Mm-hmm.
But they hacked into it, got into his email, and said, bro, how's it? I know I stole your laptop yesterday. I need the money. I've been struggling to make ends meet. I'm really sorry. Mm-hmm. I see that you were busy with a research proposal. I have attached that.
Oh, my God.
And I will attach any other files that you need. Please let me know before noon since I have found a customer. So, I mean.
Oh, my God.
I'm very torn.
I feel like if I were a criminal, that's what I would do. The guilt would eat me alive. I think this guy's great.
You're still a criminal, but.
Yeah, but you're like one with a conscience. He's like, I see you have work.
But, dude, thanks.
There you go.
I guess.
He also needs to be careful with that. Who? Because the dude selling it? Because I know what my laptop is, and they can look up the, what is it? The barcodes, all that stuff.
Find my laptop or whatever.
Yeah,
the person buying it. Are you buying a laptop?
I'll tell you what. Usually you're not upset about the laptop itself. You're worried about like what's inside.
The files, saved. The hard drive,
all that stuff. He's sending the files, he can get a new computer.
Laptops ain't cheap.
Listen, I kind of feel like they both win.
Yeah. I'm still.
MacBook Pro is like $2,000.
Yes. Listen, he got his files. What more did you want the criminal to do?
Well, not steal my laptop. That would be nice.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry you're having a tough time. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
Criminals with some morals. I like it,
hilarious.
I guess.
I don't know. Yeah, at least, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Abby Abelard.
Hello. Sorry, I had my ringer up earlier.
No, it's fine. Name all six of your kids right now.
Rexy, Anya, Ella, Maxine, Eliza, Alec.
Nice job.
This woman does not lose.
Who was it? Was it Mark Wahlberg? Oh, no, that was in Ted, where he was naming all the girls. They asked somebody to name all their kids. They couldn't do it. Was it Nick Cannon?
Either that or Antonio Cromartie.
One of those guys. Yeah, it was one of those guys. Who's our challenger today?
That'll be Ryan Cano.
Wait, why? I literally went and hit it. No, nothing. And here's the funny thing. Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt. The dial tone did it for me.
No worries.
Here's how things work. Abby, can you give us another 4 minutes?
Okay.
Tops?
Yeah, sounds good.
Oh, wait. There he is. I'll pick it up.
Hey.
Ryan, what happened?
Hi.
I don't know. You guys said my name and they hung up.
I know. Ryan Cano from Chinatown. I hit your button, but I saw another button light up. So who knows? I'm telling you, our engineer was in here yesterday, and things were a little different this morning.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering. I'm sure he put on some sort of company safeguard that then ruins the way that all of it works.
For sure.
But we're safe. We won't get hacked.
Yeah.
All right.
The thing's completely inoperational now, but whatever. Buzz in with your name. Do it nice and loud so that we can hear you. Make sure that you do not blurt out an answer until we call on you. Just because you may think you got in first, but you did not. Hey, Abelard, one more time. Why do we call our quizmaster the commissioner?
Because her last name is Gordon.
Her name is Gordon.
That's my girl.
The one, the only, the commissioner, Michaela Gordon.
This singer's new album might be Grammy worthy, but it won't be eligible to win until 2026 as it missed the cutoff date. But hey, that's the life of a showgirl.
Abby.
Who's the artist?
Taylor Swift.
Is it Taylor Swift? Bang. Yeah, weird. They didn't get it in until, obviously, it was released in October, and they were supposed to do it August 30th.
Yeah. I thought she kind of might, but.
So the first time since she was 17 years old, Taylor Swift will not be nominated for a Grammy this year.
Wild.
Yeah, crazy. They still think they might have her be a presenter, so she's part of the show.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
But yeah. One zip champ.
This pop star also dropped a two-part album this year, and his music video for Bad Honey just dropped, and his wife Haley is loving it.
Abby. Justin Bieber.
Commanding two zip lead. Yes.
Oof.
Yes.
Wow.
I didn't even know this was
going to
happen.
Ryan's like, I'm.
Sorry, dude. She's really good.
I wasn't quite ready for all of this.
You still got a chance, though, bud.
Abby 2. Ryan now realizes what he's dealing with here. Abby attempting to become our 27th retired 5-time champion. Attempting to get Chance the Rapper tickets with one more correct answer.
This singer's sister asked everyone to pray for her last night.
Abby
for the title.
The question was.
It's Dolly Parton.
Cheer, Ryan. Ryan goes, I didn't even know what the question was.
Dude, Abby's good.
And Abby said Dolly Parton, and we all know. Game over.
Good job, Ryan. Good try.
Ryan, there's no shame in this, brother.
Uh-uh.
I would try again. Maybe
tomorrow.
Against,
do it tomorrow. Yeah. Abby's done now.
Yes. Yes, Adrian. Yes. We'll let you go, brother. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
All right, man.
Bye.
Wow. Just what a commanding dominant, amazing, just incredible performance. All right, one more time, Michaela, but I'll go fast. Ready?
Ready.
She joins Laura Morato of Sunrise, Kathleen Robinson of Hendertucky, Lauren Bailey of Centennial Hills, Rachel Bloom of Sutherland South, Jill Gilliland of Wagon Wheel, Sandy Bozick of Rhodes Ranch, Nicole Jones of Aliante, Tara Crowley of Silverado Ranch, Amanda Urbanski of Coronado, Andrea Castaneda of Anthem, Myla Kellogg of Southern Highlands, Parisa Solomini of Southwest, Susanna Medellin of Inspirata, Andrea Cano of Best of the West, twice, Roxanne Aronson of Mountain's Edge, Shirley Cassania of Sunrise Manor, Margot Malik of Silverado Ranch, Karina Vasquez of Sunrise Manor, Brooke Sutherland of Wagon Wheel, Jackie Orozco of Aliante, Shana Davis of Rhodes Ranch, Jamae LeMay of Centennial Hills, Ryan Kessler of Red Rock, Jason Schaefer of Red Rock, Elsa Magana of Whitney Ranch, and Jessica Sanchez of Silverado Ranch. Maybe the most dominant champion in recent memory for certain, Abby Abelar of Mountain's Edge, our 27th five-time champion on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Abby, do you have anything you'd like to say to your fans and supporters?
Speechless.
Why can we no longer hear Abby? Oh, it's feeding music down her ear. Abby, did you have anything you wanted to say to your friends and supporters?
You know what? I do want to say something to Michaela because now we have another connection other than this.
But why?
I know Lisa.
Like, Lisa, my wife?
Yes. We graduated together.
No way. Yes. Abby, you and Lisa are geniuses, and this all makes sense now. Both went to school together. I will tell her you are the star. That's awesome.
Well, congratulations. Have fun at Chance the Rapper and with all your other prizes and an incredible five-time champion.
Yay!
Abby Abelar, Mountain's Edge on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Perfectly imperfect. 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you so much. Our long national nightmare is now over. Claire, the Sinclair dinosaur in Brentwood.
Yes.
You know, in L.A.
Yes.
Has finally been returned.
Thank God.
Did you see this? It was so funny because it's a stupid dinosaur getting and Sinclair Gas, that's their logo thing. And so they showed some guy pulling up in his truck. The news story went viral. People losing their minds. The guy brought it back along with a note that says, I'm sorry for stealing Claire. Please do not press charges. Here is the owner of that Sinclair gas station, a gentleman named John Fawcett, talking about getting Claire back.
You'll never believe it. I said, what's going on? She says, Claire's home. Somebody's scared that they're going to be found out.
Are you going to press charge?
Absolutely not. I'm just glad that Claire's home.
Hey, you can't steal stuff.
No.
You can't go take stuff. Hey, that dinosaur looked pretty good in our backyard.
Yeah, let's go ahead and just steal it.
Yeah, I guarantee, guy's hammered, thinks it, it'll look pretty good. Let's just go take it. Bet I could lift it.
Yeah.
They put it in the truck, and then next thing you know, you're on every newscast. Jamie Lee Curtis is calling you out on social media. She was like, shame on you.
Did she?
Yeah.
Funny.
Oh, yeah. Where are all these people? Who care? And you know, you just say idiot. And no, you shouldn't steal. But there's part of me that feels bad for this dope.
Yeah.
You know, that just goes, well, I didn't expect all that.
Well, what did you expect stealing Claire?
Well, there you go.
Come on.
There you go. And that's why you don't steal, kids, because you just never know. A 177-second survey right now. Louis Tomlinson, Resorts World, Saturday, June 13th. You want free tickets? Just give us like 3 minutes of your time. In fact, 3 seconds shy of 3 minutes for a 177-second survey at 702-364-9898 right now.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go. The Jeff Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
Who's taking our 177-second survey?
That'll be Melissa Daly from Aliante.
Where have you been?
What up, Melissa?
I've been calling, but I never get through anymore.
I don't think that's true. Are you only calling for contests?
No, I call all the time.
I hear that story a lot.
It rings and then it goes busy. It's weird.
Oh, well, maybe. Maybe, because they did, and we know this a while back, they switched to kind of a janky phone system.
Yeah.
And they were, and we were like, I don't know if we're getting any calls anymore. And they were like, no, 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 it just overwhelms the system.
Mm-hmm.
We were like, oh, well, all right.
I promise I'm still here.
And I'll go with that story. Oh, yes, there's so many calls. There's so many people listening. Your 177-second survey starts now. I thought this was adorable. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And I wouldn't have had this on my bingo card. More than 2 months before the holidays have put up their Christmas tree. The news went and talked to a young man named Marcus Woodruff. Yeah, Marcus Woodruff, to get his thoughts.
I'm really excited because we're going to ice skate on, me and my family are going to ice skate on the tree. But I got to say, they should have waited for Halloween first.
I got to say, they should have waited for Halloween first.
Good for you, pal.
They had to put the tree in before they put the ice rink in.
Sure.
Because the ice rink in the middle. So how do we feel about a tree how about a Christmas tree up before Halloween? Thumbs up or thumbs down, Melissa?
I'm a thumbs down.
Michaela, thumbs up or thumbs down?
Yeah, thumbs down, too early.
Yes, I understand why. But if it happened, I wouldn't go by and be like, boo!
Yeah.
Adrian, thumbs up or thumbs down on the tree?
I'm thumbs up.
I don't hate it so much.
I went weird last year. I love the white tree in our living room. I wanted it to stay up. I was like, it just looks nice to the living room. It looks nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Holiday tree.
Yeah. Do you guys know anybody that does year round?
Yeah. Honestly, Melissa Doolittle, who was one of the top finalists in American Idol, she's the best singer in the world. She literally keeps her pink Christmas tree up all year long, for like 5 years. She loves it.
I knew you'd know somebody.
Mm-hmm,
I knew there'd be somebody in your world, some creative type,
Yeah, she says it makes her happy.
Here's the one thing. We don't have a community Christmas tree here. If we were to have one, and I'll throw out an idea because it's hard to just come up with a place right off the top of your head. Is there a better place to have it than Toshiba Plaza? If we were to have a community Christmas tree. Isn't that the spot?
Yeah, that would be nice.
I can't think of anywhere else. Because my initial question was, where would you put it?
Sure. No, that would look nice there.
Where's Toshiba Plaza?
T-Mobile. That's out there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. I agree then.
Yeah, don't worry, Melissa. I also was confused. I was like,
Or if they could throw it in one of those side lots at Allegiant Stadium so you could see it from the 15.
Nice. Yeah. That would be nice.
Yeah. I don't know. This has been around for a couple of weeks, and I honestly, I'd like to get it off our plate. A new poll found Gen Z adults are the generation most likely to want a calming environment while they're driving or complete silence on their morning commute. That's bad for business for us.
Yeah, it is. Turn us up.
Zoomers claim they enjoy driving in total silence. They're also most likely to use their drive to mentally process their work day and the most likely to take the occasional nap in their car. What? Mm-hmm. Gen X likes rocking out. Are you a total silence, Melissa, or are you a rock out kind of girl?
I'm a rock out.
Michaela.
I got to get the energy going.
Well, Michaela rocks out. I've heard you come in the parking lot before.
Oh, yeah. Love rocking out.
Adrian?
No, we're playing something.
Yeah.
Morning is podcast. Music in the afternoon.
Always on 98.5 KLUC. And then when I can't, every once in a while, I'll listen to, this time of the year, hockey talk.
Yeah.
Because I'm that nerd.
Husband.
Mm-hmm. You get it.
It's on, baby.
All right, enjoy your Louis Tomlinson tickets, and I'm glad you got through.
Have fun, sis.
Thanks, me too. I missed you guys.
It's good to hear your voice. See you on social media.
Bye. Hang
on.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work, listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
You know what I'd like to get? We don't do this very often, but I kind of want to do it today. And we don't have to. We can switch out. Kay. And I'm sorry I didn't consult you before now.
Okay.
I want your permission, potentially, to take a second look at the first pick.
Okay.
Just to get a feel, just to see if there's a different a different look at it from a different segment of the audience.
Absolutely.
Are you down?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, today's first pick. Is there such a thing as pre-engaged? We, for the record, it was unanimous. Wasn't it unanimous?
Yeah.
My memory is that at 6:20, is that it was unanimous.
The only thing was that she was like, I'm into a promise ring, but not pre-engagement. And then we're like, isn't that a pre-engagement?
And then yeah.
No, but she was promise ring with like the one stipulation.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's still a pre-engagement. Is there such a thing as pre-engage? See, here we go again.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I thought maybe we should do, maybe we should do another round.
Let's run it back.
Yes, sir. Let's run it back indeed. Nikki Glaser and David Spade tickets for you. Not the first pick. Relationship Rehab, which is a second look at the first pick. You can't trick me. Coming up next. Maybe you can trick me. Let's try that again.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Like that, it's 8 o'clock on Wednesday morning, the 8th day of October 2025. She is Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. Michaela.
Tell me.
Guess what time it is?
Night time!
And L.A. kind of got beat up a little bit last night. They had their home opener last night in Los Angeles. He said, stating the obvious.
Mm-hmm.
And they got beat up a little by Colorado. Colorado took it to them some.
Good.
And so here's the great part. So L.A.'s coming in on the second night of a back-to-back. I know it's early in the season, but still.
Yeah. We'll take anything we can get.
Yeah, still. And you know the Knights will be fired up and the
fans are going to go crazy, so let's go.
Nuts. And here's what's cool, too. Ace is up 2-0 in the WNBA Finals, game number 3 tonight in Phoenix at 5 o'clock. And that game should be done right about puck drop. And let's be honest, hopefully it won't matter too much. You know what I mean? Like, hopefully we don't have to care about the last couple of minutes.
True. Mm-hmm.
Yes, the business will have been taken care of. Thank you very much.
They should put a screen up at Toshiba Plaza. Have the Aces game, have it like a mini watch party, then doors will open. By then, it'll be a blowout to your point, so everyone can go in calmly, but that'd be cool.
That would be cool. I think there's a certain level of pettiness that goes on.
Oh, that'd be disappointing.
You know what I mean? Like, it's our home.
But the parade leads there.
We live here.
I know.
It's a shame.
You know, I know, we know. If we were in charge, Adrian, but we're not. So, that's a good idea. I don't know. But regardless, thank God hockey's back. The world's a better place when we're playing. That's good. Relationship rehab. We're gonna revisit. I'm gonna leave the Golden Knights music playing. I don't care. The John Wick music. And by the way, I don't care where I am, what's happening, you know, what place I'm at in life.
Yeah.
This will never not get me fired up.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
So Mia, she signed this. I'll start at the end first. Mia from a crazy office off of the 95 says there's a pretty funny and just a little heated discussion happening at her work. One of their sales reps is very serious with her man, and they have discussed marriage, but there's no ring.
Mm.
So she, the sales rep in question, is telling everybody that she's pre-engaged. Well, Mia's not having none of that. Mia says, I said, there's no such thing as pre-engaged. You can be dating, engaged, or married. And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
She says, the sales rep girl says that when couples are living together without a proposal or a ring yet, they are pre-engaged. One of the other coworkers claims that she's pre-engaged because her man bought her a house. and they're living together.
Oh.
So she's on the, they're on the one side.
Okay.
Somebody else, and I imagine this like a, like an old school sitcom where the salty character comes into the break room and just goes, another person said, everybody's crazy. There's no such thing as pre-engaged, and that it all makes about as much sense as pre-pregnancy.
Oh my God.
Which?
Not wrong.
We're doing it, but we're not pregnant yet, so we're pre-pregnant.
Yeah. Yeah.
And God bless you, Mia, which truly, Mia goes up to the top of the list. I thought of you guys immediately, says Mia, and there's not a greater compliment.
Thanks, Mia. We got you, girl.
Or when you come up, when and it always seems to happen at Aces games, and I'm locked in on what I'm doing there, and then somebody will come up and they'll respond, you're right, there's no such thing. And I'll be like, what? Well, that thing you were talking about this morning.
Yeah.
I will again say, what? Well, there's no such thing. And I'm like, you got to catch me up, bro. What are we talking about? Pre-engaged. There's no such thing. Oh,
got it.
Oh yeah, buddy. And then, I mean, and that's, there's no greater compliment.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
What do y'all think? Is there, so the question is, and it's really just simple. Is there or is there not such a thing as pre-engaged? I believe earlier this morning when we did this on the first pick that we talked to ourselves. We started out as no, there is not, talked ourselves semi into it, and then right back out of it again, which is, and possibly landed on.
Yeah, I feel like I had one. I feel like I felt one way, and I still feel that way.
You did. You held strong.
Yeah.
Shoot, and I can't remember her name earlier, but she was really good.
She was
really good. Okay, and by we, I mean her. She talked herself into it. We'll explain why.
Yeah.
I mean, there's. It doesn't seem like it, but believe it or not, there's layers to this. Yeah, relationship rehab. Oh, wait, stop everything. To entice you, Nikki Glaser and David Spade will be at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace Friday, January 16th. Tickets go on sale Friday morning at 10 a.m. You can have yours now if you're caller number 25. It's Relationship Rehab.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Every time we play that song, I always think, whatever happened to Cardinal Official? I always wonder what happened to that dude. And apparently, he got a big gig with a record company because he was a producer, too, besides rapping on Gaga Records.
Uh-huh.
Senior vice president of A&R. So he goes out and discovers music for Universal Music Canada. Here's what's funny. Canada, you know, America's hat, you know, and they adopt a lot of our stuff. But there is a subset of Canadian culture that we know nothing about.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know, unless you're immersed in it, like there's who hosts Canada. I didn't even know they had Canada's Got Talent. I thought they just watched America's Got Talent on Canadian TV stations.
No, it's weird over there. They don't got HBO. It's called something else. It's different.
It's definitely funky. I actually like going to Canada a lot, a lot, because it's like England, but it's not really. It's like America, but it's not really.
Mm-hmm.
It's just different enough.
Yeah.
Yet the same. So he's the senior vice president of A&R for Universal Music Canada. He is apparently, he's a longtime judge on Canada's Got Talent.
Wow.
And apparently he does quite well. I was like, how come that dude never comes here and does a one-off at like Brooklyn Bowl?
Yeah, or doesn't something? Need to.
Oh, that's why. You don't need us.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? Relationship rehab right now. So Mia's office on the 95, which by the way, sent a text. They're losing their minds right now because they didn't think we'd talk about this.
Love it.
And now Mia is like the office hero because she sent in the email for relationship rehab. They're famous.
Yes, go Mia.
They're Vegas famous. One of the sales reps at Mia's office, pretty serious, talked about getting married. There's no ring. So she tells everybody that she's pre-engaged. And really, that's the argument back and forth of there's no such, Mia says there's no such thing as pre-engaged. You can be dating, engaged, or married. No pre-engaged. The sales rep says when couples are living together without a wedding proposal or a ring, they are pre-engaged. Another one of the coworkers jumped in and said, yeah, we're living together. We bought a house. The quote is, her man bought her a house and they're living together. So they are pre-engaged. somebody else came in and just, you know, blew the whole thing out of the water and just went, makes about as much sense as pre-pregnancy, which is very.
It's so true, though.
Adrian, where are we starting?
We are starting at line 7 with Vanessa.
Vanessa. Vanessa.
Hello.
Hi, buddy.
Hi.
Pre-engaged, yes or no?
Absolutely not. That's the most ridiculous thing ever.
Tessie.
Come on. That's common sense. I've heard of a promise ring, but, you know, sounds a little obsessive. Like, they're really eager to get married, and they might run their pre-engaged boyfriend off.
Tessie, why is she wrong?
I believe if you're making a big step and you're getting into moving in with someone, that might as well be called pre-engaged.
Nope.
Because you're not moving in with someone with the end goal of dumping them. You're moving in with them to start a life to eventually marry them.
Prolong the commitment.
Vanessa, your reply.
Oh, my goodness. If that was a thing, it would always be called pre-engagement. If you're going to be with someone and they are committed to you, they're showing that to you by buying a house with you. You're not engaged. If they want to marry you and get married, then they will ask you to marry them. And to me, it sounds obsessive and creepy.
And, well, I believe nowadays you don't really know someone till you live with them. Maybe he doesn't want to pop the question till he knows how you are first thing in the morning when you haven't done yourself up. Like, you got to live with him to see if he'll even pop the question, or us as women, you know, do the thing. We propose. But I want to know how they really are 24 hours a day before I'm saying yes to an engagement.
So you're saying that, but does that make you, Tessie, so Tessie says, yes, there is such a thing as pre-engaged.
No.
No, Tessie says that, Vanessa. Vanessa says no, and she's sticking to it.
Absolutely not. You don't get to just make that up.
Tessie, thank you.
I love this. Wait, I think this is Tessie, my homegirl, who I love to death.
Oh, I just
She's
got rid of her.
She's the one
I'm
that
sorry.
Went to nursing school that we've been keeping up with. I will say I love you so much, but I could not disagree more. I'm Team Vanessa.
Okay.
It's not pre-engagement because it takes away the specialness when you do get engaged.
Okay. Is this it? But there was one thing that Vanessa said too that came up earlier.
Huh.
And that's what I'm making wild hand signals at Michaela to try and. So, Vanessa, can you turn your radio all the way down, please?
Yeah, gotcha.
Because then you're trying to listen to yourself, but then we all get to listen.
No, I turned it down, just not enough.
So you mentioned promise ring.
Yeah, I've heard of that before.
Is that not a pre-engagement?
I guess technically, I guess that's a commitment to one another, but that's not saying, it's not an engagement. And if that's what she wants, if she desperately wants to be pre-engaged so bad, then maybe she should hit him up for a promise ring.
But isn't that what a promise ring would be? Because to me, the ridiculous part is the promise ring. Because if you're exchanging jewelry,
just call it an engagement.
It's an engagement.
Unless you're 18, 19, you're going away in college,
sure.
And you want to be like, I love ya. No, that ring's an engagement ring, babe.
I might let you go. In college, I might go, but I was even going to say you got to be in high school for that.
Yeah, maybe high school.
Fair,
for sure.
Yeah, I could see that. That's a fair point.
But
I do not believe in pre-engagement. That is just the most, again, to me, it sounds obsessive and
and
like
creepy.
You're jealous.
Say
and
it
you're
again.
Crazy about this person, and you're like, you're mine, and we're pre-engaged. Like, you're gonna ask me to marry you. Like, what?
I like that you tripled down on obsessive. I love that.
It's weird. It's creepy. It's like,
you know, showing up at someone's house all the time. No way.
Okay, can I tell you that Tessie just texted me? She said, I was trying to say, but I couldn't make it make sense. I was pre-engaged from 2012 to 2015. When he popped the question, we got engaged. We were engaged from 2015 until 2023, and now we're happily married.
That's a long engagement, too. I haven't heard of anybody.
Well, that's not true.
I've heard of people being engaged longer.
Yeah. Pre-engaged in 2012.
I've been engaged longer.
Yeah, how long were you engaged?
I have been engaged for 10 years.
Woo-wee. Oh, yeah. And so that's why you're like, I'm living this, sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're fine. I'm one of the people who don't need the wedding to feel like I'm happily in a relationship.
Right.
I feel secure in my relationship. I don't need the paper. And I'm not afraid of us leaving each other. And if we were to break up, and, you know, that's the way life works.
Now, you've been together for 10 years, but do you tell people you're married in, like, quick passing? Or do you always say...
Quick passing, yes. I'll say husband, just because it brings up so many questions.
Yeah, right. Less questions.
Yeah.
No doubt.
We've been together off and on since high school, and I'm 40. So I'm not afraid of it.
No, you're fine. You're rock solid. Yeah. You're good. Adrian is smirking. He was going to jump in earlier, and then Tessie and Vanessa were getting after. By the way, Vanessa, have fun at Nikki Glaser and David Spade at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace in January, which will be here before you know it. Hang on one second. Tickets go on sale Friday morning at 10 a.m. for everybody else. Final thought, ladies and gentlemen, here is the executive producer of the Chet Buchanan Show, Mr. Adrian Hernandez.
Well, Tessie had hung up, but her comment about, hey, when you move in with each other, it's like, hey, you know, sometimes someone wants a place to live. It's not necessarily thinking about the future, they get married. You know, sometimes rent can be half and it's expensive out here. Or, you know, just like how someone goes on a date for a free meal, that's a nice place to live. Seems easier.
Oh, no, that is a different world.
Because
for me, it was, I mean, if you move in, you probably better get engaged.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was just what it was.
And Vanessa had said, hey, you want to know how they are, because that's to find out who they really are, you got to live with them. And that's true. There's that point, too, and I understand that.
Yeah.
And I could argue Vanessa's been pre-married.
Okay, but back to the initial pre-engaged, yes or no? No.
No.
We're pre-engaged.
Mm-mm.
We're pre-engaged.
Yeah. No, just wait and get engaged, babe.
Again, like, so, you know what? This was earlier this morning, too. We like to have some sort of celebration and some formality. It's another thing that we, you know, we got to buy another present for.
Yeah.
Pre-engaged.
Mm-mm.
I'm out.
Yeah, same.
I'm out. You're out. Are you out?
I'm all the way out.
We're out. We're out on pre-engaged. And Mia, you're the greatest. Thank you for the email.
Yes.
Thank you. God, we got two bits out of it today. Double down. It's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for listening to Relationship Rehab, only on the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
Are you good? Are you good at waiting? Are you a patient waiter?
Not at all.
I have become good at it. Thank God for phones. That's the great equalizer.
For sure.
It's the one upside to all that stuff. Adrian, are you okay? Are you a patient guy? Can you wait?
No.
If you ask, if you polled 100 people, how many do you think would say yes? Two?
Less than 10.
Maybe five? Yeah.
Five, maybe.
New study just came out, says that waiting is actually good for you. So remember this next time you're stuck at the DMV.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
You know? Being okay with waiting improves your self-control.
Mm-hmm.
Waiting is an exercise in patience. So if you're able to regulate your emotions and not get annoyed, that helps you in the long run. Because literally, there's nothing you can do about it.
Truly.
You either deal or you do not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what it is. It's nothing. You just sit there and be mad all you want, but the line ain't going to move faster.
It's true.
Waiting before you respond to an email or make a purchase can be a lifesaver. Am I not? A lot of times what I do, too. I haven't done this with you a lot, Adrian. I do it a fair amount with Michaela, where I'll go, hey, read this before I send it. I'll write an email. I'll say, hey, read this. Or I'll send it to my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, read this.
Mm-hmm.
People tend to react impulsively. The intentional pause before you make a big decision could be the difference. Also, waiting can be fun if you savor it. Because how many times have you got, oh, I just need a minute.
Yeah.
If I just had a minute to myself.
Oh, yeah.
So I always, literally in those situations, I always take it as a, all right, I got a break.
Oh, yeah. In my 20s, I was like, go, yes, impulsive. Yeah, okay. In my 30s and after therapy, I wait for everything. I will not make a decision. Even if someone's like, you have to tell me right now. I'm like, I don't and I won't. I need to think about it. See? And I really feel so much better giving it just a little bit of time. And then that's it. You have to keep it regulated.
You started this by saying you're not good at it. You are.
Okay. I'm good at it in that way. But like at the, okay, I guess I just don't have patience for like surprises or like, I can't keep a secret. That's a
totally different thing. Waiting, specifically talking about waiting. You know, like at the DMV.
Yeah, no, I mean, I understood. The DMV I won't wait for. You're better than you think. Doctor, I won't wait for.
You're better than you think.
Thanks.
I think so.
Awesome way to wake up.
Wake up with the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Always puts me in a great mood.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I almost didn't tell you this story. I've been waiting all day to tell you this story.
Tell me.
I can't believe I almost blew it all off.
What?
Okay, one thing I don't understand. And I'm not trying to be the old guy right now. I'm not.
It's okay, no.
But how is in 2025, is sagging still a thing? You know what I mean? Where you got the pants down around your butt?
Wait, first of all, I went to like jowls, face sagging. Not what I was thinking.
The whole, yeah.
Oh, the pants. Oh.
No, the pants.
Oh, yeah. Oh, is that a thing? Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Really?
It still happens. You'll still see kids. And it's all colors, all shapes, all sizes.
Yeah.
Where they got that, where it's down below your butt and you're showing your underwears.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Your underoos.
Oh, okay.
And it's got the belt and nice. it's kind of around the bottom.
Barely hanging on. You're like, how is that? I'm sort of intrigued and disgusted. It's like, how is it staying up, but also what?
Okay. So there's this guy robbed a Dave's Hot Chicken in Missouri outside of St. Louis. Robbed Dave's Hot Chicken on Saturday night. Police say he walked into the establishment around midnight, ski mask, carrying a pistol.
Ooh.
According to the probable cause statement, he forced his way into the manager's office and, quote, tries to take a bank bag containing cash from the manager by force by shoving a pistol into his side. Give me the bag. That led to a struggle. The defendant succeeded. Escaped with the bag. But ski mask on.
Yeah. Who is he?
Officers identified the young man because he was wearing the same True Religion underwear visible in the security footage.
Oh, Lord. And True Religion is so specific. It's not even like Hanes or anything. It's like so specific.
Right. And they found him walking down the street like 10 minutes later. With the same pants, same belt, and then the same underoos. And it's like, what are you doing, dude?
Yeah.
And it's always, I always love watching the guys too that run away that are trying to commit a crime and they're sagging their pants.
Uh-huh.
And so you're holding whatever you got in one hand. Maybe you've got it stuffed underneath your arm because you have whatever weapon also in one hand. And then you're holding up your pants with the other, where if you'd have just pulled them up and cinched up your belt.
Yeah, you
just
really like, could have gotten away.
Work smarter, not harder.
Yes.
You know, that whole thing. Honestly, at this point, it's not even a fashion statement for me. It's more like it's just efficiency.
Honestly, at this point, it's not even that he's stealing. It's just pull your pants up. Buckle up.
So he gets first degree robbery, armed criminal action, receiving stolen property, and fourth degree assault. All because he chose not to pull his pants up.
Bro, come on. Amateur. Amateur hour.
No doubt.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Hey, look at that. 9 o'clock. Almost 9. We're actually ahead. I don't know how that happened.
Uh-huh.
But we're ahead of the game right now.
Yeah,
man. It is Wednesday, the 8th day of October, 2025. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. This probably won't shock anybody. Because isn't this what AI is supposed to take of? According to a report, American workers, particularly those who work in office situations, spend over half of their day, 51% of their day, 51, goes to busy work, reading and writing emails, mundane data entry, searching for files.
This is 51% of the day.
51% of the day.
Okay.
Pulling teeth to get the material you need for your tasks. There's also calendars, meetings, reports, troubleshooting aging technology, filling out forms like timesheets and expense reports. It's not just boring and annoying. 85% of workers say the repetitive tasks trigger stress about four times per week and are a top driver of burnout.
Hear that deeply. I hear that deeply.
Well, you said yesterday in our meeting, they started bogging us down in minutia. And I went, have we not already, even in our world?
Yeah.
You would think, oh, yeah, you just go in there for 4 hours a day, sit in a room, talk. It's no big deal. I could do it. You're welcome to have at it, Chief.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, burnout is real.
If you can. But I mean, but the minutia, the you got to fill this out seven times before you can do this.
Yeah.
And you gotta, and this and the that, and we've gotta follow these rules and all this stuff. It's like, can I just get the job done?
Yeah. Listen, even a couple weeks ago,
just do the work.
I sent all of this stuff for a gig that this place had asked for. And I said, okay, yay, it's done. Like, I felt the relief. Then I got an email last week.
What kind of stuff? Set list.
Yeah, like plot, like stage
insurance.
Plot. Yeah, like it was for a corporate. So it's like the stage plot. What do you need?
Yeah.
The musicians,
what are your requirements?
Songs.
Kind of a writer.
Yeah, the insurance, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Send it off. Very happy about it. I get an email the following week. Hey, did you send that? And I'm like, I sure did. So then I just forward the email. And they're like, oh, yeah, I see it now. But that was after like two calls, an email reminder.
You've already done it.
I already did it 2 weeks prior. And you're just like, come on.
Yeah, stop with me. Stop with the yeah. So you're not alone.
Yeah.
Just so you know,
yeah,
you're not alone. Meetings themselves probably won't be eliminated by AI, but there's some other stuff. Better data management, maybe help with email, dealing with emails, and the whole meeting thing. I got a buddy who's in corporate America. He works. He actually got out of radio because he was like a promotions marketing guy.
Yeah.
Got snatched up immediately by Boeing, the airplane people.
Nice, yeah.
And he helps facilitate. It's actually really cool. He literally doubled his salary because he's so good at what he does.
That's
and they
amazing.
Didn't, you know, and he'd been in this business long enough that they kind of took him for granted.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes to this. Then he goes to Boeing, and they're like, "Oh my God, look at what you can do! You're so great with people." So he handles. There's like a number of companies that employ, kind of like the way they do it with Opportunity Village.
Okay, yeah.
With where they employ folks, special needs folks, to just make materials.
Yeah, the best.
And he's the liaison between the company and those companies and the suppliers.
Oh yeah, the connector.
And it's kind of there's like a third layer of the special needs, the not special needs suppliers, mm-hmm. and then the company.
Sure.
With the planes. And so he coordinates all this stuff. But literally, he's got, I'll try to talk to him, and he's literally 8 meetings a day.
That's rough. Yeah, I will say, too, I think there's a generational gap. Or maybe it's not even. There's like, in some companies, people still want to pick up the phone and have a phone conversation. Whereas other, maybe the younger, like maybe even me, it's just a quick, easier text. So it's also like getting through communication barriers where you're like, well, I thought it was a text. And you're like, well, I thought it was easier as a phone call. And you're like, okay, let's meet on Zoom. And then you're like, but do we have to? Or, you know, like,
yeah, or the flip,
communication.
Yeah, the flip side of that too, where it's taken forever to get your point across by text.
Yeah.
When a 30-second phone call, where you go, yeah, we're doing this. Yeah, okay, great, bye. But then, yeah, like you said, then you get on a Zoom call. Everybody thinks their Zoom call or their meeting, their in-person meeting, is the most important part of the day. And honest to God, spend up to 15 minutes talking about the Golden Knights game, which while pleasurable.
No, you're right.
Wasting a lot of time.
Yeah, with those ridiculous backgrounds.
So maybe the AI could possibly, yeah, they could fix it.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
I'm a little late on this, but I've wanted to talk to you about this for better part of a week.
Talk to me.
A guy was suspected of committing multiple robberies in Colorado, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're doing a story about it on the news. This reporter named Justin Adams is talking about this guy, and he's described him. They've given a fairly accurate physical description. And literally, the reporter looks over his shoulder and does like a double take,
uh-huh,
and goes, "Hey, there's the guy I just described."
Oh,
literally.
No.
This idiot was, you know, they always say they return to the scene of the crime.
Yeah, always.
And this idiot was literally walking behind the TV reporter while they're filming, while we're doing a live thing.
What an absolute psycho.
The suspect was 26-year-old Richard Applequist. He was wearing a hood, didn't seem bothered at all. Well, because, you know, that's the first rule. If you get caught, be cool.
Yeah.
Because don't give yourself
up. Don't be all uncool.
But the TV crew called 911, and within 10 minutes, dude was in custody.
Listen, these people are always telling on themselves. If we were criminals, we would just mind our own business and never go back to the scene of the crime.
And leave.
Literally, don't go back.
Leave. Disappear.
Just going back to check their work or something. It's so stupid.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
More you know before we go, the Air Force has a really cool plane called the F-22. They have 187 of them. They cost over $60 billion. They've been around for about 20 years. Do you know how many air-to-air kills the F-22 has scored in these last 20 years?
No.
3.
Wow.
Remember that Chinese balloon, the weather balloon,
yes,
thing a couple of years ago? That was the first that the, okay, F-22 was the first registered kill,
okay,
by an F-22. And then the other two came days after that because they had, you know, other balloons, and they went, well, let's shoot those down too. Mm-hmm. Those are pretty much the 3 kills that the F-22 has scored in 20 years. Now, again, because they cost over $60 billion, it's probably good that they haven't seen a whole lot of action.
Yeah, true.
But we're ready if we need
ready when you are.
Just that's it. There's a bridge that's called Outer Bridge Crossing. East Coasters know. Goes from Staten Island to New Jersey.
Okay.
Did it get its name because it's an outer bridge for New York City? No. There was really a dude back in the day, like I'm assuming in the 1800s or whatever. He was a Port Authority chairman named Eugenius H. Outerbridge.
Okay.
And they didn't want it to be Outer Bridge Bridge. Because that's dumb.
Yeah, that'd be... That'd
so they
be
called it Outer Bridge Crossing and...
Outer Bridge Bridge.
Yeah. Yeah. Outer Bridge Crossing,
yeah,
just,
yeah,
sounds better. It's got a little more of a ring
it's
to
so
it.
It's just funny to me.
The word dilemma originally meant a choice between two tough options. It kind of still means that, but you know what I mean? But it was specific because three tough options was a trilemma. Four tough options.
Quad
was a quad. Yeah,
okay.
A quadrilemma. Quadrilemma.
What if I came in here next week and I was like, and so you have on. A quadrilemma?
I have a quadrilemma. Well, tell me the four. You know what? We're bringing it back.
Yeah, we are.
Trilemma, quadrilemma, quintrilemma.
Oh, yeah.
Sextrilemma.
Here we go.
Septrilemma. Octrilemma.
We got 99 problems, but the names aren't one of them.
Yeah, that. Oh, and that's it. Yeah. Sorry, I thought that was the end of the bit and we were leaving. No, we have to go now. Make sure you follow us on social at 985KLUC. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Let's go, Aces! Game number three tonight in Phoenix. Aces are up 2-0. Adrian, what you got going on?
We've got some new content on Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez. So if you have any time today, I think you should go to YouTube.com and search Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez. It would be greatly appreciated. Or you can always follow me on Instagram, on TikTok, at Heavyweight Radio. Now that's it. That's enough.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, MikaelaHIM. Doing nothing.
If it's Wednesday, she's chilling.
I'm chilling, baby. Oh, yay.
Wow.
Watching the Aces.
Yeah. And then we'll catch you back here tomorrow. Everybody have an amazing day. Make sure you call somebody and tell them that you love them that you haven't told in a while, because you never know when you might not get another chance. Sure. And tell somebody they did good today. Seriously, I've made an effort to really point that out on folks. And it's life-changing.
Yeah.
It really is. Not unlike the show me how great things can be deal. Because then you notice how great things can be.
Yes.
And it's all helpful. Know this. Great things are just about to happen. And believe this. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.